Third quarter, 3:46 left. San Francisco up 17-7 in Melbourne. The Rams have run 11 plays and taken 7 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock to get from their own 27 to the San Francisco 1-yard line. Fourth and 1. Matthew Stafford keeps it behind the right guard. Osa Odigizuwa is credited with the stop. The replay official looks at it and says short. San Francisco takes over at its own 1. 11 plays and 5 minutes and 44 seconds later, Brock Purdy throws a 15-yard touchdown to Debo Samuel, and with the extra point, it is 24-7. That was the stretch that ended it. The Niners won 27-7 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, and the stretch that put it away was 1 yard the Rams could not get, and 99 the Niners could. Start with the defense, because a year ago, it was the reason to worry about this team, and on Thursday, it was the reason to stop. The Rams ran 28 pass plays and lost 11 expected points doing it. Expected points added is what a snap was worth given the down, the distance, and the field position. And on defense, a big negative number is the good direction. Those are points the offense gave back by running the play at all. Only 10 of those 28 pass plays were successful, meaning they gained what the situation asked for. 168 yards through the air, no touchdowns, one interception, and Los Angeles converted 2 third downs all night out of 9. Against the run, the story is quieter but still good. 123 yards on 28 rushing plays, 1 touchdown, and -4 expected points across the 28. And the takeaways came, which this defense managed 15 times in all of last season, tied for 25th in the league. Renardo Green intercepted a deep ball for Puka Nacua on 3rd and 10 in the second quarter at the San Francisco 14. Fred Warner forced a fumble from Tyler Higbee on a short catch in the 4th, and Kayon White recovered it at the Los Angeles 43. Neither quarterback was sacked all night on either side, so this was not a pass rush winning the game on sacks, on a night when the Rams ran 9 snaps inside the San Francisco 20 and scored on one of them. The passing offense had 2 halves. In the first half, it netted slightly less than nothing across 25 pass plays and 141 yards, the touchdown included, and it gave the ball away once. 1st and 10 at the Los Angeles 46, 12 minutes left in the second quarter, down 7-3, Purdy short right for George Kittle, intercepted by Quentin Lake at the 31. Then Green got the ball back at the 14, and the next drive went 86 yards in 9 plays, the last of them 2nd and 6 from the Los Angeles 39. Purdy deep middle to Demarcus Robinson for 39 yards and the lead. 12 points of win probability on one throw, the biggest single swing of the game. The second half was a different unit, and a smaller one. 9 pass plays, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns, and +5 expected points on those 9 alone. San Francisco threw 25 times before halftime and 9 times after it, and ran 18 times after it. The Knights line, 205 yards on 34 pass plays, 3 touchdowns, +5 expected points, 19 of the 34 successful. The run game was the offense's best unit, and it was the one nobody expected. 30 rushing plays for 174 yards, no touchdowns, and +6.5 expected points, 17 of the 30 successful. A year ago, this offense ranked 21st in the league in expected points per rush attempt. On Thursday, the 2 runs that opened the second half went 14 and 16 yards, both Christian McCaffrey, 1 behind the right guard and 1 behind the left, and the 99-yard drive got 2 of its first downs from Purdy scrambling, 18 yards on 2nd and 10 with 10 seconds left in the 3rd, then 8 more on 2nd and 4 early in the 4th. 2 things in the ledger that were not good, both about finishing. The opening drive ran 15 plays and 65 yards and 7 minutes and 13 seconds and ended with a 20-yard field goal after 3rd and 2 from the Los Angeles 2 fell incomplete. And the last real possession, up 20, ran 7 plays to the Los Angeles 34 and ended with a 52-yard field goal that hit the right upright and stayed out. 10 red zone snaps, 2 touchdowns. Eddie Pinheiro did make 1 from 56, so the kicking ledger reads 2 of 3. One more that belongs in the ledger, because it set up the first score of the second half. Debo Samuel took the second half kickoff back 45 yards to the San Francisco 49. 7 plays later, Purdy hit Mike Evans for 2 yards on 3rd and 2, and with the kick, it was 17-7. Now the part where a Week 1 episode has to be honest about what it is. This was both teams' first game of the season, and most of the league has not played yet, so there is no this week comparison to make. What there is last year. In 2025, this defense finished 24th in the league in expected points allowed per play and 29th in the rate of plays it allowed to succeed. It just held the offense that finished second in the league in expected points per play and first in success rate to 7 points and a 36% success rate through the air. The offense, meanwhile, finished 6th a year ago and looked like that team, 7 of 12 on third down after leading the league at 51% last season. And the run game that ranked 21st ran for 174. If you want one sentence out of this, the offense looks like itself, and the defense looked like something it has not been in a while, and one night against one opponent, even this opponent, is not proof of anything. The question for the next month is whether that pass defense is a unit or a Thursday. San Francisco is home to Miami on Sunday the 20th. Watch whether the pass defense travels, and watch the red zone, in that order. That's your Niners. Every game, by the numbers. This is Muffed. We do the same deep dive for all 32 teams. Follow the Niners show wherever you're listening, so next week's recap lands the moment it's out. No theater, just the football. And if you play fantasy, there's a Muffed show built around your exact roster, free at muffed.ai. Data via NFLverse.